This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon, and we greet and welcome you all to the program. We hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. And Donna and I co-pastor this church. We haven't talked about that much for a while, Pastor Donna. We've co-pastored this church for 23 plus years now, and God gave us the name way back, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, right out of Revelation 19:10. What an incredible verse, right, Pastor?
Awesome.
Dunn? So we're going to release ourselves to the Lord and allow Him to speak through us for your benefit and for our benefit as well. And we're going to stay with the Holy Word, not something made up or anything, but what you've said, and we're going to stay with that. And so we give you praise and honor for that. We welcome you. Hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour, like we mentioned. If you can't, well, we offer CDs and tapes, whatever you want. All we ask for to receive one of those would be a love offering made out to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And the address is Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida. And our zip here is 34995. And so we think about, you know, we just came through all the, we're done with the High Holy Days. We had our tabernacle set up last week at church, the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a total pattern picture of the kingdom of God and God's process of, so that's for 7 days, showing from the beginning to the end about the kingdom of God that's on the verge of coming into being. But we have to go through a time called Jacob's trouble first. But I believe with all my heart, it's not our trouble. It's Israel's trouble. We won't be here, but that time still has to go. We'll be caught off this earth. There'll be a resurrection out from among the dead of the dead saints that walked with Yeshua, and we'll be in glory for those 7 years. And so one day our clock will stop, our prophetic clock will stop for a period of 7 years, and then at the end it's going to start again. And so we got all these pictures that God's shown us in the Word of God, patterns to show us how it's going to end. And if you've been listening to us any length of time, we've been preaching on this for years, that God has a 7,000 year program. You can prove this in Genesis chapter 1 from beginning to end. It shows you that the 7 days of creation, all that. So He's got a 7,000 year program. Each one of those days represents a period of 1,000 years in history. So He wants us to know that. So He's got a 7,000 year plan to restore mankind and the earth back to the way it was in the Garden of Eden. It was so perfect until Satan came in and tricked and fooled Adam and Eve and caused all the problems that we're going through right now. So we bind that turkey in the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
We prevent him from doing anything. If you know, I keep saying this all the time. If you give him an inch, he'll become a ruler. So we don't want him to have any access to us at all. He's slick. He's clever. He'll use anything that we might listen to or anything that might be out of order or deceptive. We want our ears to be protected by not only the blood of Yeshua, but also by knowing His holy word. If we know this word, then we're not going to be fooled and tricked. And Jesus warned His disciples even to pay attention so they would not be fooled at all. And we see that even when we think about Matthew chapter 24, everything that Jesus talked about that was going to come to pass in the last days. Well, we're there. And so we need to take heed to this. And there's going to be a lot of people come and say, well, the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. Well, you check it out with the Word of God. If it's not in the Word of God, then I just put it aside. So we got to listen to the Lord. Hallelujah. And God said in His Word that we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free, which is His holy Word.
Amen.
So we're with you for this hour on another Saturday. Praise God for the program. We've been on 19 plus years, and it's been a pleasure to be here with all of you. And thank you, Lord, that we've never owed any money. We've always been able to pay our bill. It's because you listeners out there help support us and send offerings from time to time. And we thank you for that. And we got some people that are so faithful every month,
amen,
to meet the need that's here. And so we thank all of you. Thank you for the prayers. We need the prayers to strengthen us and to build us up, that we'll continue to teach the things that God wants us to know. And we need the whole counsel of God. We need everything. We don't lay the Torah aside. We want the Torah, don't we, Pastor Don? We need that Word. And so just tune in with us. If you can stay tuned in for the whole hour and have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is going to say to you here today. If not, like I said, you can get a CD or a tape. And I might mention this. We don't do it a lot. I wrote a book quite a few years ago now. And it's called The Prophetic Calendar, and it's Pictures of the Messiah, titled The Pictures of Messiah as Revealed in God's Appointed Times. Everything revolves around those times that God gave. And not what we think, it's what the Word says. And so they're all in place, and they've been in the Bible for hundreds of years, and here in the last 15 or 20 years especially, more and more people, a lot of them are Gentiles too, not just Jewish people, that are beginning to see the truth in the Word of God, how it applies to our lives even today, because the clock is ticking. We're coming down fast here. We don't have too many more years to go, and I really believe with my heart that this next Shemitah, we've just been through one year, going this next 7-year period, we got 6 more years to come to the next Shemitah around 2022, 23. And when that happens, something I think special is going to happen, and we need to be aware of that and be in tune. And we know that's when all the debts were given back, people were released from everything. And so, even our thinking about our sins all being released, amen. And so I think about Donna, and when we got born again, on the Day of Atonement, didn't we, Pastor Donna, in 1982. We didn't know it until quite a few years later, we looked it up. We got saved on the Day of Atonement. And what's that day all about? Well, it's about forgiveness of sin, but it's a day that shows what God's going to do with the nation of Israel. That day is assigned to them corporately to come to the Messiah, and when the Lord's going to come and put His feet again back on the Mount of Olives, it says in Acts chapter 1. So I get excited about this, thinking about this. And so, Pastor Don, you got some things you want to talk about?
Amen, I do.
We got an exciting event coming up
soon.
So I'll turn it over to my precious wife that I love so much. So you've got it, honey, go.
Well, today we called a lot of people today.
We sure did.
And yesterday we called people to come and who've read before at the Bible Reading Marathon. We've gotten a lot of response. People
Hallelujah.
Are excited. They said they're so glad that this time has come again. They're so blessed to be able to do this. I want to give people opportunity on the radio, those who maybe they never have read at the Bible Marathon, but we will be. I'm going to give our phone number in a few minutes, so make sure you get a pencil and a paper, and you can jot down a few things we might share today. But I want to mention this very awesome event that will happen November the 11th. That happens to be Veterans Day.
Hallelujah.
It's a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And we will start our Bible Reading Marathon that day at 1:00 in the afternoon and thereabouts, and then we will read. It takes 90 hours, 90 continuous hours of reading to go from Genesis 1:1 all the way through the Bible to the
Hallelujah.
Very last verse in the book of Revelation.
Thank you,
amen,
Lord.
So that's quite a long time. And so we have the Bible chart is broken up into 15-minute sections where you can you give God 15 minutes? Can you come and read for 15 minutes? Now, many people will come and read more than 15 minutes, and they're welcome to do that. We've had people signed up already for half an hour, and sometimes they bring a family, sometimes they'll bring a group, a whole family, maybe a Bible study, maybe your church, maybe you'll get together some of your friends, your neighbors, people just people who want to come and be part of this Bible Reading Marathon. This is the 16th year, the 16th time we've done this. And Pastor Gene, this is the first year we're going to have a float in the parade. So we're going to have a Bible marathon float, a Bible, just showing the Bible, God's Word, and how important God's Word is. Amen? We got to remember how important God's Word is.
That's right.
That's
very
right.
Important.
We do have to remember how important God's Word is.
We're reminded about Psalm 138, too, right?
And I think about what it says in 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we're going to be reading, God's Word.
That's right.
And it is profitable for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's in 2 Timothy. So here we are. This is the time of the year that we start reading the Bible portions again.
Torah right readings, now. Right.
This Saturday begins the time to read the Bible portions once again. Praise God for that. And so we will start in Genesis 1. You know, the very first part of Genesis, we will start reading that. And we will start reading the Bible portions again, because this is now is the year 5777. Three sevens, Pastor
right.
Gene.
Mm-hmm.
And the reading for this week will be Genesis 1:1 through 6:8. And so people need to do that. If we get back to reading the Word of God, the Torah. See, the Torah is the first five books of the Bible. And so when we start doing the Bible Marathon, we're going to start reading. We'll start right there in Genesis 1:1. And we will and people will take turns. It's a marathon. What is a marathon? It's you don't stop. It's like
you pass the baton.
You pass the baton. One person reads for 15 minutes, the next person reads for 15 minutes,
hallelujah,
and so forth. And even during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, in the past we've had some people read for a whole hour because we didn't have enough
readers.
signer uppers, you know. But last year we had a lot of people come and read at night. So we need people in the daytime, in the morning time, in the evening time, and throughout the whole night.
That's right.
To come and read the Bible. So what we do is it takes hundreds of people, and we read the whole Bible down at the Bandshell in Stuart, Florida, right on Ocean Boulevard. We have the Ten Commandments, we have the cross, we have Star of David there. Praise God. We're gonna have a rabbi read this year. Praise
Holy.
The Lord. We love God's Word, and we should all love God's Word, and we want to get into God's Word because we need that instruction. We need doctrine. We need teaching. We need all those things that God gives us in His Word. So that's going to start on November the 11th, and it will go 5 days, 4.5 days, all day, Saturday, all night, Sunday night, Monday night, and it'll finish on Tuesday sometime
afternoon
or in the morning. So give us a call. We'd love to put your name on the chart. And I'd say, can you give God 15 minutes? You know, we have some people that come from Fort Lauderdale to read, Pastor Gene.
That's right.
We have people who call from North Carolina to read. They read on their phone.
That's right.
Now, if you live in the area, and you know, don't call me and tell me you want to do it on the phone. I mean, if you're out of the area, that's fine. And some people are listening to us by way of the internet. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're listening to us by way of the internet and you want to call and you live in Australia, that's fine. Give us a call. You can call. You know, it's so awesome now we can do this with no charge, you know, no long distance phone calls. You can read and you can give God, if you can only read 5 minutes, that's fine. But anyways, give us a call. We'd love to put you on the chart so you can come and you can read and be part of this awesome, awesome time of reading God's Word. We are on government property. We're actually facing Jerusalem. You know, the Bible says that His word will not return
void. That's right.
So it goes out and it continues. It continues and it continues and it continues. Does not return void. So I'm going to give you the telephone number. And I also want to mention, too, that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. We come together every Friday night on the Sabbath. And we have we light the Shabbat candles and we have communion together and we say the Sabbath prayers. And then we spend time with Pastor Gene. We teach, and we teach on the Torah portions and other things. And, you know, we pray, and we seek the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And then we come together most Saturdays. This Saturday we'll be there today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we at 4
o'clock.
O'clock
yeah.
And then we close the Sabbath out with a little meal. And then we go home, and then we have a service. We meet with God again on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So you're welcome to come. We're here in Stuart, Florida. Give us a call. We're right on Canner Highway. We're in the Monterey Plaza. We'll be glad to give you directions on how to find us in the plaza. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So the phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And we will mention that again at the end of our program. Amen. So I want to I want to mention another scripture, Pastor Gene, because we are looking at an election coming up very soon.
Sure are.
And we need to vote what is the closest to God's heart? Who is the closest to God's heart? What do they say that's the closest to God's heart? Would you get that paper that we just got in the mail, honey? It's on the counter. We need to vote the Bible. We're not voting a person that we like or we don't like. That's not what we're doing. We're voting what does the Bible say about things, especially about sin and righteousness. Because God talks about sin and righteousness. And God is calling this nation, as he's calling all nations. Now, not all nations will listen or will obey. But God is calling a nation to return unto him.
That's right.
It says in Psalm 33:12, it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So if our nation returns, teshuva, we talk about that a lot. Teshuva means to return. If we return to the Lord, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. That's Psalm 33:12. God has called us to be light and to be salt and light. And so that is the truth. And so here I got a voter's guide right in front of me. And it has a woman's picture on one side and a man's picture on the other side.
Guess who those two are, yeah.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Well, on this voter's guide, it says, this is what they believe in. Abortion, Trump says no, she says yes. To repeal Obamacare, he says yes, repeal it, she says no. Federal tax increase, he says no, she says yes. Same-sex marriage, now this is an important one, isn't it? Especially to those who believe, to Christians. He says no, she says yes. Common Core. Common Core is one of the worst things that's ever gotten into our school system. They're taking out the truth and they're changing things. They're making things difficult. The math is disgusting. If you know anything about it, what they're doing, the history they're changing, and they're teaching the children in kindergarten about alternate lifestyles, shall I call it?
Yeah, that's what they call it, yeah.
Okay. So same-sex marriage, Trump says no. And she says yes. Common Core, he says no, she says yes. School vouchers, he says yes, and she says no. Amnesty for illegal aliens, he says no, and she says yes.
Let them all in other words.
Iran nuclear deal, he says no, and she says yes. Defund Planned Parenthood, what do? Abortion.
A lot of them.
They say they do a lot of the things, but abortion is one of the main ones. God hates abortion. He hates. Yes. He says you should not murder, and he came against the people in the Bible who murdered their children, didn't he?
That's right.
They sacrificed their children to the god of
Molech.
They put this baby on a fire, this fire in the hands of this god Molech and sacrificed their child. We're sacrificing our children to a god of pleasure, abortion.
Right.
So what does he say about abortion? He says no, and she says
yes.
Yes. So Planned Parenthood, he says, to defund Planned Parenthood, that means don't give them any money. He says don't give them any money. He says yes, and she says no, we're going to continue giving them money. And the First Amendment Defense Act, he says yes, and she says no. Yeah. So does it take a whole lot of thought to be able to answer these questions?
Nope.
No. If you are a Christian, if you are a believer, then you have to follow, you have to look at this and see. You don't look at, it's not the person. Remember that. Well, it is the person. It's the person that's running.
It's
the person who believes
what
they're saying. So we need to all vote. If we don't vote, we are giving away our vote. And then that's our right to do. Every Christian, if they don't vote, I think we're coming against God, because we need to vote. We need to vote what would be true.
Some countries don't get to vote.
We need to come against same-sex marriage. Even if we just look at that one thing, and also abortion. What about just those things? Let alone all the other things,
that's
the taxes and all the other things that are going on. We need to do what God tells us to do. If we want to have change in our country. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
That's right.
So we need to choose God's way. God's way.
And His Word tells us how to go. I think about this. The psalm that we talk about in the Bible Marathon, Psalm 138, 2, it says over there that God regards His Word higher than His name.
And well, that's what goes on the Bible Marathon.
His Word is Yeshua.
He says, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth, what's that word, truth?
Mm-hmm.
Is emet, right?
Mm-hmm. Emet, yeah.
For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. His word. He's magnified His word. And so here, as we're getting to ready to read the Torah portions again this year, we just if I just look at the very first verse, you know, the very first verse in Genesis 1:1 really gives the whole, if you understand Hebrew and you understand what those words mean, Bereshit means at the start or at the head, you know. And so in the beginning, this is God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. Well, that word and,
it's a conjunction.
The word and is a conjunction,
mm-hmm.
but it's made up of two Hebrew letters, the Aleph and the Tav. And that is a key in that first word. The Aleph is the first letter, the Tav is the last letter. And we know what the Bible says, that in the beginning and the end, the Aleph and the Tav. The what? How do you say it in the Greek, Pastor Gene?
The Alpha and Omega.
The Alpha and Omega. So this here, right here in this word, and the Tav is a picture of a cross. A Hebrew letter, Tav, is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it is a picture of a cross.
Mm-hmm.
A cross. Jesus died on the cross. He finished it on the cross. That was the end. And God is the Aleph. It's the beginning letter, and He began it. He began it. He and His Son, they were there, and the Holy Spirit was there. And that says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. They were together.
That's right.
It's a triune nature of God.
Mm-hmm.
A third person of the Godhead is there. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So they were there. All three of them were there when these things happened.
That's right.
So it's an awesome thing. It's a plural form, actually. Right there. So I would like to encourage you to, I want to make sure I encourage you to vote. But I also want to encourage you to be, so, you know, if the right person, and I believe the right person will win, I'm praying to God he will, that will win, that, you know, we'll have a great celebration for this Bible reading marathon, won't we?
That's right, sure will.
And we are, it's a blessing to be on government property with the Ten Commandments and the cross and the Star of David and the blessings of the Word of God going forth out of this city again, going towards to Jerusalem, to Israel. And His Word going forth again. And we have to stand on His Word and believe. It's not going to return void.
That's right.
Amen. So call us and get your name on the list. And we would love to see you down there and come and see us. Because a lot of you listen to us and we don't get to see you. Maybe we'll get to see you during part of that time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be down there 5 days.
And you don't have to just read one day. You can read once every day. If you want to sign up, you can read every day.
You can come and read during the night.
That's
3
right.
o'clock,
whatever
3 a.m.
That's right. We have plenty of openings.
We have... Yes, just give
lots
us a call.
Openings, yeah.
The earlier you call, the better chance you'll get what time you want to be able to come to read. Because once they fill in a slot, you know, I can't take out somebody and put somebody else in. It's, you know, you fill in your slot and then you make a commitment and you come 15 minutes before that commitment because you pray while the other person's reading and then you read and then it's just like it goes from one to the other, you know. So if you come 15 minutes late, then that's your time's been given away unless you happen to come and there's an opening. Chances are there won't be, but it's a very serious thing, you know, to make a commitment
to be on time
and to be on time and to be faithful to reading the Word of God.
That's right.
So it's just a blessing that we're going to read. I'm going to read one more scripture, Pastor Gene.
Okay.
I know you need to talk about the Word and how important it is. And the one I'm going to read here is Hebrews 4:12. It says, for the Word of God is quick and powerful
and sharper
than any two-edged sword. Where's it come from? It comes out of our mouth. We're speaking God's Word. We're declaring.
Mm-hmm.
When we read and we declare over this microphone, over this PA system, and it goes out of the city, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Excuse me. And of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. You know, many people have come down there, Pastor Gene, and we've asked people to read. Maybe they just be strolling by, and they
That's
just
right.
stroll up on the land, you know.
To listen.
And they sit down to listen. Well, we ask them if they'd like to read. We don't ask them if they're a Christian, because you know what? They can read this word without being a Christian, and God can touch them. And we've had examples of that happen
over the years. Yeah,
we had. Well, I'll tell you one example. There's so many of them, but one night was really pretty late at night. I think it was. I can't remember the time. But anyways, this man came up and he'd been drinking a little.
Been drinking. More than a little. He was kind of inebriated.
Yeah. He sat out there in a chair, and I walked by and I could smell the alcohol, and he stayed there and he stayed there and he stayed there, and I don't know, an hour and a half went by, and I just felt an unction to go and ask him if he wanted to read. And I said, would you like to read the Bible? We were in Psalms at that time.
Right.
And he said, oh no, I couldn't read.
I couldn't do that, he said, yeah.
And so I said, okay, that's fine. So he said, I'm just listening. So anyways, a little while longer, and I said, how are you doing okay? And I just happened to walk by, and I said, you can read if you want to. He says, I'd like to read. Anyways, he came up to read, and it was Psalm 51.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
So that's when David repented of his sin. Well, I think he read maybe six verses.
Yeah.
Not even the whole Psalm.
Not very long.
And he started crying.
Yeah.
Started crying. So the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit can just wake somebody up from, take alcohol away immediately, can touch somebody. And then so he just started crying, and he went and sat down, we prayed for him. And so we've had many people come up and get saved, and many people come up and just listen.
That's
and
right.
some do want, a lot of them do want to read, and some of them come back. And, the school kids come over and sit and listen. It's just like there's people coming and going, people coming and going. Never a whole lot of people there. Except sometimes there is during the evening. There's a lot of people there. It just sometimes there's three or four. Sometimes there might be 20 or 30. But you never know how many people. But it's an awesome time to be able to do this and have this opportunity. And that's a great opportunity. If this other person gets in
office,
well, I don't know if we could be doing this. I don't know what's going to happen to the churches.
That's right. Eventually it might be all changed, yeah.
That's right. And one of the other things that, Donald Trump has said, that he's for the churches. He's for the, he's going to make some changes.
That's right. And we realize he's just a newborn again Christian.
Right.
He's immature in a lot of areas, but he's on the path. And so God's going to work with him to do the right things. And so we have to trust that with him.
So don't be afraid. Get out there and vote. And,
right.
Don't be afraid of the negativity. You hear a lot of it. That doesn't mean anything. The devil is always at work. The devil is always wanting to stop what God wants to do. And so, the devil is he's nothing but a liar.
That's what he is.
And John 10:10 says what?
The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy.
But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life.
And more abundantly.
And more abundantly.
That's right.
So we know the devil's a liar, and he's come to steal, kill, and to destroy.
That's right.
So we need to pray. We need to pray for our leaders and for those that are in authority over us. And we need to pray that the truth is going to be uncovered. All the lies and all the things that have been said, and all the deception and all the lies and all the stealing of money and all the things that have happened in the government that needs to be
exposed. That's right. And brought to light completely.
And bring forth the truth.
When we think about two of those laws we have in place now, people don't want to have it said that way, but they're abominations. Same-sex marriage, I'm just going to tell you what it is. It is sin.
It's
sin. I don't care what anybody says, it's sin. And this thing about the abortion, Hillary believes that you can do it at demand whenever you want to have it. Well, that is a lie from the pit of hell. I was reading the other day in church from a Jewish writing by Barnabas. We know it's not canon, but he was there with Dick Paul and all that. And he mentioned in one of the chapters that do not abort a child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So abortion is what? It is murder. So what is murder? It's a sin.
It's a sin.
Why don't we just agree with God and say what it is instead of pacifying it, coming up all these excuses why you can do it or you can't do it. But it should not be something done on demand. And then we got this late birth abortion as well, They can kill that baby while it's in the womb, and then maybe it comes out. If it did come out 20 minutes later and landed on the table and they killed, then it would be murder. But in the womb, it's not. Like that baby has no rights whatsoever.
And but we know those babies do have a right, and they belong to God the moment they're conceived in the womb, and that's the most important thing. And so we have all this. And so how do we change all this? Only by trusting God and believing His Word. But people don't want to believe His Word anymore. They want to believe the lie that Satan's put out there. And I'll tell you, the demons are everywhere. Those devils are just crying out and trying to get into every arena of our life and in our country to steal, kill, and destroy, just like we just said out of John 10:10. Well, we've got to stand up and say, no, we're not going to allow that. We're not going to believe that. So we've got to speak up for the truth.
The truth.
And if people get mad, let them get mad. I tell people, you can either be mad, sad, or glad. Well, give them the truth. Maybe eventually they'll get glad with it. Amen.
Well, and if you look at the other side of this voter's guide, it talks about the Senate, U.S. Senate, and the U.S. House.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Marco says... To get rid of abortion on demand. Get rid of it. And he says yes to repeal Obamacare. And he says to same-sex marriage. He says no to same-sex marriage. And to defund Planned Parenthood. He says yes, let's defund them. Quit giving them money.
It's more than about women's health, that's for sure.
And on the other side, it's just the opposite. And the same with Brian Mask. He says for abortion on demand, he says no. To repeal Obamacare, he says yes. To defund Planned Parenthood, he says yes. So we need to vote.
Properly.
And do it properly. Amen.
Vote biblically.
Amen.
We're not trying to put a pastor in office. We want a good leader. They will do the right things. And so, you know, I believe that Trump's been turned around in a lot of areas. A lot of things were said in his past and all that. But haven't we all had things in our life that we might be ashamed of and all
that?
That's
right.
But people, for some reason, can't forgive people and go on. If you're a believer, why can't you forgive that and go on? And give him the benefit of the doubt that God's working with him. Because a lot of those religious leaders that have been around him really believe that he's born again now.
Yes, he is born again.
And so we thank you, Lord, for him. And that he's going to understand the truth in a greater
way. But, you know, even if, I'm not saying he's not, but because he is born again. But even if he were not born again, what he believes in lines up with God,
the
Word of God.
That's right.
And so we need to go with the Word of God. God hates murder. God hates same-sex marriage. God hates a lot of these things that our government is put in place.
That's right.
And so if they're going to be changed, and what about this? What about who's going to be in the Supreme Court?
That's right.
Now that's going to be very important. Whoever is voted in is going to be picking two or three or four, you know, more people to go in there. And they're going to be picking people that believe the same way they believe.
That's it.
You know?
They're going to vote for them.
You're going to go with the righteous choices or you're going to go with the unrighteous choices. You know, the Bible says, death? And life.
That's right. God sets before us every day. We can choose death or we can choose life. He's told us in the Word how we get life.
And one of these chooses death.
That's right.
And the other one chooses life.
That's it.
What about the child in the womb?
Yeah.
Shouldn't the child be protected? Shouldn't that be the safest place in the world for a baby to
be? Sure would.
It is in the womb. And then she believes that you can kill a baby at the very last minute. That same day the baby's due.
That's right.
You know, they kill those babies. It's terrible.
We see these bumper stickers.
And then sell their bodies as body parts.
That's right. What an atrocity. It's just incredible.
God is...
Abomination to God. Yeah.
The blood. If the blood of... Here talks about the blood of Abel, right? The son of Adam and Eve. His blood cried out from the ground.
That's right.
So doesn't that still... Isn't that still...
Still valid
today?
Sure is.
That the blood of all of these children... cries out from the ground, and you know, God will only allow these things to happen so long.
That's right. But I see those bumper stickers that says pro-choice. They are. Why don't they just put pro-murder on? That's what they're doing. They're murdering a child, okay? So, anyway, we have to keep praying. It's difficult, but see,
truth come forth.
That's right. I've said this, even a person that didn't even know the Lord, if on his job or whatever he's doing, if he obeys what God says in his word to do the right things,
mm-hmm.
God is bound by his word to bless him because he's obeying what God said we must do, okay?
And if you're going out to vote, you pray over that voting machine before you
do it,
okay?
And
you pray for yourself, pray for the next person who's going to go up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And before you enter, everything is over with, you go back and check and make sure that the person you voted for is still voted for because they say that some of them are changing from one to the other.
Yeah, that's right.
In other words, if you voted for one, and at the end of it, that part will flip, and it'll be changed for the one that you don't want.
Right.
So we need to,
because
there is a corruption in that, and they've already found it out, and they're going to find out more.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to see this all come down to, you know, where they have to have a count. There's one state, I think it's in Texas, they're going to go to paper ballots because these machines that were not infallible. Soros, that's right. Soros, yeah. Yeah, right. That they've got something in these machines that can cause it to switch to what they want it to switch to. So, you know, pray over that machine and anoint it with oil, or pray over it and pray that, you know, and check, make sure that who you voted for is the on there, right?
Amen. Hallelujah.
So here we are. Praise God.
Right.
God is good.
He's good all the time. So I was thinking today before we came on about America, and we got some examples in the First Covenant. We know the First Covenant's all about Israel. We can glean some things, but it's about Israel. But we can glean from the patterns that's here that where we're at, that God doesn't want us to be there. So I'm going to read some scriptures here, and you just ask the Lord to show you have a prophetic mind. I didn't say a pathetic mind. I said a prophetic mind to hear what God's saying. I'm going to read chapter 9 all by itself, 15 verses. I'm in the book of Amos, okay?
Amos
is a wonderful book, and we're going to read this and let the Word of God drop into our hearts, and if we do, we know that we're going to have the truth that will make us free. The word Amos in the Hebrew means... I wrote it down one time. Yeah, I have it right here. A burden bearer. Amos' name means a burden bearer. Well, our Lord's a burden bearer as he takes our burdens. All right, here we go. Chapter 9, verse 1. Amos says this in the spirit as the Lord shows him. I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and he said, smite the lintel of the door that the post may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them, and I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that fleeth of them shall not flee away, and he that escapeth of them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into hell, thence shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. See, he's not too happy because of what was going on in Israel. And we got that in America today. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence will I command the sword, and it shall slay them, and I will set mine eyes upon them for evil and for not good. Mm-hmm. Okay? You know, and God told the Jews in Jeremiah chapter 21, if they would follow him, Teshuva, return to him, that he would only think about good things for them, and he would have an expected end for them, you know, a destiny. So he only has good thoughts, but when this evil comes, he has to do something about it. We've got so much in this land that how do we get through all this? We have to keep praying, and we need more and more people to come to Christ when believers come, and then stand on the Word of God. But a lot of believers don't even stand on the Word of God. They compromise. We don't want that. Now here we go, verse 5. And the Lord God of hosts is he that toucheth the land, and it shall melt. And all that dwell therein shall mourn, and it shall rise up wholly like a flood, and shall be drowned as by the flood of Egypt. It is he that buildeth the stories. The stories means the stairs in the heaven, and hath founded his troop in the earth. He that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord is his name. He's the one that created everything. He's not an evolutionist. He's a creation God. Aren't you glad? And verse 7, are ye not as children of Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord? Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Now here's a key verse. Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom. America's a kingdom, and his eyes are upon this land, and we're doing the wrong things. If things don't turn around, I don't care what anybody says, judgment's going to come, okay? Now listen to this. And I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. So the house of Jacob, to me, is a picture and pattern of the ecclesia, the Jew and Gentile in the Messiah. He's going to protect us if we're walking with him and maintain that walk with him. No compromise. No matter what happens to us, we're going to stay with the Lord. And so he's going to protect us. But the rest of the world's going to have a problem in America. Verse 9, for lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations. He's going to sift America soon, I believe this. Like as corn is sifted in the sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall from the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. Listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. We're mocking God when we pass these laws that Don just talked about. We're mocking God.
That's right.
Now, verse 11, in that day, it's talking about the day of the Lord when Jacob's trouble all comes. Mm-hmm. I will raise up a tabernacle of David, that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up the ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. So don't tell me we're in the kingdom of God, because we're not in kingdom days, because this has never happened yet. This is going to happen soon. This is going to happen. David in Ezekiel tells us that David is going to be a co-regent with the Lord in the kingdom of God. This has not happened yet, okay? That they may possess the remnant of Edom. Well, we know Edom was a wicked place. And all of the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that doeth this. Now, here we go. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop down sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. Now, when will that happen? Huh? When will that happen? During the kingdom. But see, this is for righteous people. If we're walking righteous with him, then he's going to be our protector. He's going to be there. And we'll see that. The plowman,
this is during the millennium.
Yeah.
The kingdom age has not begun.
That's right. It hasn't come yet. So the plowman.
Some people are preaching that it has.
That's right. The plowman shall overtake the reaper, okay?
That's right.
Well, he's talking about how fast the crops are going to grow. And the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel. And they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. So how will that happen? They have to turn back to God. That's what it's going to take. Now, I went to the New Testament. I went over to Revelation with you, if you want to go over there with me. Revelation chapter 20. And we'll see some other interesting things here, what the Word says, okay?
I want to read this scripture
right
over here in Joel passage.
Go right ahead.
It's very similar to what you read.
Okay.
It says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine.
Okay.
And the hills shall flow with milk. Mm-hmm. And all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters. And a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord.
Okay.
Amen. And shall water the valley of Shittim. Isn't that awesome?
That's right. It's incredible. So we got to think about this. There's no way the kingdom, we could be in a kingdom age when the Messiah hasn't come. He is the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to make everything good enough for him. And then he's going to come back. If that's the case, we could do that. We wouldn't even need him. We fix everything ourselves. Look at the mess our country's in there. They can't fix themselves. We need him. So we know the kingdom of God is within us, but the kingdom is not here yet. So we got to remember all this. Chapter 20 is an interesting chapter.
Even if we read before what I read in 18, you were talking about, you know, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe.
That's right.
Come, get you down, for the press is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. God's going to take care of all this.
That's
multitudes,
right.
Multitudes in the valley of decision.
That's right.
For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision.
So when's the day of the Lord? It's Jacob's trouble.
Now this has not happened yet. Net, what I'm going to read now. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion. This is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion.
That's right.
This is Jerusalem, mm-hmm. My holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no stranger pass through her any more.
That's right. It's incredible.
God's going to take care of all of their enemies.
That's right. So if you read Revelation 19, it shows you this is Yeshua coming back, our Messiah, on this white horse, and we're going to be with him. Those that have been walking with him, and we've been in heaven with him for 7 years, and we see what he's going to do. He's going to send all the fowls of the earth out to destroy all the wicked people. The kings, like some of these presidents that have been so wicked, if they're alive at that time, they're going to be destroyed as well. And he goes through all this, what's going to happen, then we go into chapter 20. And it says this, and John says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, got all the names of Satan here, laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, Hasatan, and bound him 1,000 years. This has not come yet.
So God makes it quite clear.
That's right. So this has not come. This has not come. So we could not be in the kingdom age, because the kingdom age can't come until Yeshua comes. and verse 3, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. So he hasn't been loosed yet, has he? He hasn't been
Been tied up yet.
He hasn't been tied up yet. He's still doing damage.
Hasn't been chained.
That's right. So he hasn't been loosed yet. So that's coming.
So the 1,000 years will come.
That's right.
After the Satan, the devil, the serpent, whatever you want to call this liar.
Yeah.
This dragon, he's going to be
chained up. He's loosed for a season, yeah.
He's going to be chained up. But there's going to be 1,000 years
That's right.
of peace on earth.
The millennial kingdom.
The lion will lie down with the lamb.
That's when the kingdom will come, not before. We can't make it good enough. He's just going to come back. No, he knows how bad things are. And we're going to get to the point, in this country especially. I mean, we're totally helpless. We can't do much. And we can pray and all that. But the average, you think about the multitude in our country, the 310 million people, the majority of them have no clue who God is, what His plan is, and what He wants to do. They're going out doing the only things that they know is what their imagination tells them. And Israel got in trouble doing that, and we're in trouble because we're doing that as well.
The Bible says there's multitudes upon multitudes.
What, that's right.
In the valley
of decision.
They have not made a decision for the Lord.
That's right.
So they're lost.
That's right. So I'm going to go on here. I want to go to verse 6. It says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection.
Amen.
On such the second death, means separation from God, complete the second death, hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So we hear somebody preach things. If there's no scriptures coming out, where's it coming from? Don't tell me I just hear from God and I got all the answers. No, you better line it up with the Word of God or you're going to be deceived. So we have to know the Word of God. And then verse 7 says, and when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Hear that? At the end of 1,000 years. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth. These are the Gentile nations. Gog and Magog, it's called, comparing the same type of spirit that was behind Gog and Magog over in Ezekiel, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. That many people.
That many people that are going to come against God.
Are going to be deceived. That's right. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. You notice it's plural. There's several books open on Rosh Hashanah. Were open. And another book, the third book, okay? This is talking about trumpets, the day of trumpets, Rosh Hashanah. A third book, another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, plural, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell, turn my page here, delivered up the dead which were in them. See them? It's a plural pronoun. Plural them pronoun, huh? Indicating two places here, okay? And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, total separation from God. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, this is the Messiah's book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. And then we go to chapter 21, and we see the new heavens, how it's all going to come down. So none of this has happened yet. And we can't make it happen until God's timing, when it's going to happen. And we get a clue from all the prophetic things that God gives in the Word of God, from Genesis 1, the 1,000-year period for each one of those days. All the things, even the things that Joel talked about, and what Hosea talked about, and all that. And so when we put it all together, and we see that God's got a plan, He's going to restore Israel and bring them back the way He wants them. But the only way they're going to do that is to respond and come to Yeshua HaMashiach, their Messiah. He came the first time for them, and He's getting ready to come back again for them, and not only them, but the Gentiles as well. And so we can understand that. And He also has a program for the Gentile. I'm a Gentile. I was never Jewish that I know of. And so it tells you in Romans chapter 10, when the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Now we're going to have a lot of people in that fullness of the Gentiles. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to know Yeshua when He comes back, okay, that are Jewish. They've accepted the Messiah. So they're going to be part of that as well, because they are part of the body of Christ. But when the fullness comes in, He said, then He's going to turn to Israel. And it tells us that in Romans chapter 10, what He's going to do with all that. And so we just, or chapter 11, we just thank God that we know him. And so there's so much that we have to put in our heart. And this book is very clear. I think it's so clear about these programs that he has in place. But we hear all this off-the-wall stuff and all, and we gotta be in tune. Be not deceived, the Lord told us. Don't be deceived. He says there's going to be false prophets that are going to come. They're going to say this, they're going to say that. If it doesn't come to pass, then they must not heard. I've been thinking about this for the last week or so. You know, we had all this stuff for about a year now talking about that Obama was going to shut down. There'd be no election this year at all. And there's going to be martial law all over. And I heard that over and over and over again. Guess what? It's not here unless it happens these next 10 or 11 days. It's not going to happen because it's a man-made thought. It did not come from God, okay? And so why don't we just stay with the Lord and stay with him? And if there's something going to happen like that, he's going to tell more than one person. I got news for you. He's not just going to tell one person and nobody else is going to know about it. He doesn't do that. He wants us to all know. He wants us to be in the truth, to have our eyes open to see what the Spirit of God is saying to us from the Word of God of all the seasons he's got in place, even with all those things with the Jewish appointed times. But Matthew 24 makes it quite clear what's going to happen during all that period of time. And so does Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21. We put it all together and we can see what God's telling us in these days. And we're close to these days. And I said before, I believe this coming Shemitah is going to be a very, very important year. But we're about 6 years away from that now. But we have to stay with the Lord, walk with him, trust him, and we hope and pray that the right person will get in that office as President of the United States. If not, this country is going to go down even faster. I don't know. Maybe it's God's will that the wrong one would get in place. I don't know. If it does, that means he's wanting to take us down further and further. Why would he let Obama win the election over Romney? Some people say, well, Romney's a Mormon. I don't want to vote for a Mormon. Well, this other man, he came up out of the ground like a mole. He was a community organizer. He had no ability to do anything. You know, they're making fun of Trump. He has no experience. Well, he didn't have any experience either. But God, for some reason, allowed him to get into office. And now I know in my heart what it is. It's to drag this country down that one day we'll get on our knees and say, Lord, we have failed you. We're going to repent. It needs to come from Washington, D.C., from the leaders, that they'll bow their knees and say, Lord, we know you, but we don't really know you enough to do the right things. We're going to ask you to forgive us, and we're going to bow our knees and ask you to come in and start doing things different. Have a national day of prayer, something where everyone gets involved, like Abraham Lincoln did. He did that.
Well, you know, Pastor Gene,
hallelujah.
The problem is there's a lot of people that are moving into this kingdom now.
That's right.
Mentality. Well, the kingdom is going to come when the Lord brings
when
it in.
When he wants it, nobody
knows
before.
It's not people bringing it in.
That's right.
And the kingdom now, people, really many of them don't believe in the rapture. They believe that we're going to bring these things all to pass.
They don't even talk about it.
We're going to declare and make these things happen.
That's right.
Well, you know, that's not true, because that's coming against what God's word says.
That's right.
You know, that's unbiblical beliefs. And they don't believe, also, they don't believe in Israel. They believe that the church has replaced Israel.
That's right, in many
circles.
That's
much of what the kingdom now believes in. Mm-hmm. And there's many other things, you know, which don't line up with the word of God.
What God told us. That's right. So we have to stay with his word. Examine the word. Don't be fooled by anything that somebody says, because it sounds good or it makes you feel good. The feel good has to go. We got to base it on the facts of the Word of God. And if we do, then great things are going to happen in our lives. And so I'm going back here to Matthew chapter 24 for just a second here. You know, hallelujah. He told his disciples when they asked him, when would be the end of this world, or the end of this age that we're in? And he told them all the things that will be. Verse 5 says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall what? Deceive many. And there's going to be wars and rumors, he says, and famines and all that, all through that. And I like verse 10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. What are they going to be offended by? They're going to be offended by the word of truth, which we get from the Word of God, and also brings our faith to a high place. And so we have that. And he says, many false prophets,
that's right,
shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. Boy, do we have that in America today. So much hate going on. But he that shall endure until the end. Till the end of what? Till the end of your life. And the same shall be saved. Whether you're caught off the earth or whether you die, go by the way of the grave. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on and tells us all these things. What we need to be. Told him not to flee to the mountains. He told him, because then great tribulation will come. When is this? He's talking about Jacob's trouble and all that. how, and he says this in verse 24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." The elect are the Jewish people. "Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say unto you, Behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the man, Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass there be is, wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together." And then he says, immediately after the tribulation, he goes through all these things that's going to happen. And so he tells us, none of this has happened yet. And think about, Jesus wrote all this. Well, this is written to the Jewish people. Where are we at during this time? What's he talking about in the future? We're going to be in heaven for 7 years. It tells you right here in verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, okay, we're going to be in glory, aren't we?
God's going to defeat all his enemies.
Sure, he's going to defeat them all.
Pastor Gene, we've run out of time.
Yeah, we got about 2.5 minutes. Right?
The
time goes
it.
By so fast. But we got to remember what we hear, and we need to have ears to hear from the Spirit of God what we're hearing and receiving. It must be the truth and nothing but the truth. It doesn't matter what thinks or visions or dreams. We don't go with that.
God's
we go
control.
With what if it contradicts his word, then we don't do it. Amen.
Yeah. Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. I want to remind you again, if you just turned in, to we are starting the Bible reading marathon November the 11th on Veterans Day. So give us a call. We'd love to sign you
Hallelujah.
Up for 15 minutes to read. Mm-hmm. Come and sit, come and enjoy. We're going to be doing, give us a call. We don't have time to explain the whole thing again now, but you can listen to this broadcast again. Just go to your WCNO on your computer or your phone, and you can listen to everything we said about the Bible Marathon at the beginning of the program. But anyways, we have services here. We meet with God here in Stuart, Florida, every Friday at 7 p.m. and also today, this afternoon, at 4 p.m. and then tomorrow morning at Sunday morning on at 10 a.m. So the phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that, area code 772-285-7007. And this will be our 16th annual Bible reading
marathon.
Hard to
believe how much time
we'll read the entire Bible
That's
from
right.
beginning to end
yeah.
from November the 11th, which is mm-hmm. Veterans Day, till the 15th of November. So
That's
give
right.
us a call, please.
Amen.
We really need you to come and help
and
us.
And read. Sign
read.
Up. So we're honored to be here with
Bless
you.
Bless the Lord.
And I'd like to say hello to a real good friend of mine again before we close. His name is Harley. And so hello, Harley. I'm glad you're listening in
and
today.
And everyone else.
And everyone else that's listening in. And so, Lord, we just thank you for this. And so we're reminded all the time that we need to look up because our redemption draws near. We get closer every single day. But we must remain in his truth and nothing but the truth. So as we release ourselves, we trust you. We're on this program because we want to see people raised to a new level, to walk in a holy place, and to obey the Torah and everything.
Amen.
And as we do, we're going to be blessed, and God's going to go with us wherever we go, and we can understand and trust him. Amen?
Amen.
So as we close, what do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
And I'll say it again. Look up, because
your
redemption draweth nigh. Amen.
We are
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.